Now, the boss of one of the region's most successful textiles firms says he would still vote to come out of the EU, despite a visit from a senior figure leading a campaign for Britain to stay in. The former Home Secretary, Alan Johnson, who's heading Labour's in campaign, toured the clothing firm's factory in Alfreton this morning, but the chief executive apparently remains unconvinced by his arguments. Mike O'Sullivan is at the factory for us now. Mike, how important is Europe to this firm?
Well, it's a very important market for the company. This is David Nieper, a big name in the female fashion world, employing around 250 people here. Today, the senior Labour MP Alan Johnson, who's leading the Labour In for Britain campaign, visited the firm. He met the managing director, Christopher Nieper. Mr Nieper says Britain has nothing to fear from leaving the EU. That's despite this company selling around a third of its goods in Europe itself. Well, this is what Mr Johnson had to say after the meeting.
In our discussion with Christopher was that actually some of the issues that concern textiles will happen anyway in the European Union and will affect us whether we're in or out. The only difference is if we're out, just like Norway, just like Switzerland, just like Iceland, just like Liechtenstein, they trade with Europe, they pay to be members of the European Union to trade, but they have absolutely no say in their regulations. And I think that's a very important part of us staying in.
Well, I'm joined now by the manager Director Christopher Nieper. Good afternoon, Mr Nieper.
Good afternoon.
Alan Johnson failed to convince you of the merits of staying in the EU then?
Yes. I'm very grateful that Alan has taken the trouble to come and visit us. It's wonderful when politicians come and listen to the voice of the people on the ground. But we have found that our customers are not likely to be influenced by this. I've done a survey with our French staff and our German staff in Europe, and they feel that there will be no difference. Okay. Our customers would buy just because it's British and because it's quality, not because we're part of the EU.
OK, you say EU regulations hamper this firm. You've got an example with the stepladder here. Tell me.
Yeah, it's true. We have a quagmire of EU regulations, and one example here is we have to check that a stepladder such as this has all its rungs on. So every month we have to employ someone to count the rungs, 1, 2, 3, 4, and tick a box and fill in a form and comply with another EU.
But Alan Johnson says if you're not in the EU, you can't influence those sort of regulations.
I think we have very, very little influence in the EU at the moment. So we really cannot influence it much from where we are now.
OK, Christopher Nieper, thank you very much. Well, the Britain Stronger in Europe campaign today said that trade to the EU was worth £133 billion a year in 2014.
OK, Mike O'Sullivan, thank you.